وبركاته مختصاب. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you once again مختصاب.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. Our جنات موتا, our جنيد موتا, and they call him جنات موتا.
Allow me to give you مختصاب. It's a challenge, inshallah. مختصاب, the question online is Eid on Wednesday or Thursday?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, Sustainer, Nourisher and Cherisher of the Universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved Master and Leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Before we come to Eid, we know that today in South Africa, Southern Africa, few other countries, today is the 26th of Ramadan and tonight is the 27th night. You know, when I was a young boy in the 60s, I heard this term from my beloved mother, father, teachers. Satta Iswi Rat, Satta Iswi Shab, you know, the 27th night and the 27th day. Although we were 5, 6, 7 years old, we had to fast one day per year, you know, one Ramadan. Obviously, this was not compulsory upon us, but they said it's such a great auspicious day. It is the greatest night in the Islamic calendar. I beg you, brother, I beg you, my sister, my children, my child, and everybody, tonight, stay away from your TV, stay away from your fun runs, from your pedal, and all these haram activities. Nothing halal about these things, yeah? No, tonight is a hot match, today is a nice movie, and all. Are you crazy? On Laylatul Qadr, you want to do that? So remember, yesterday Sudej delivered the khutbah. So I wasn't very impressed, but nevertheless, even he mentioned that Ibn Hajar Rahimahullah said that majority scholars have said, in the light of Quran and Sunnah and Fatawa of Sahaba, most likelihood Laylatul Qadr will be on the night, 27th night, Sabi wa Ishreen. So therefore, don't let this night go. Just we kill time and waste time. So tonight between 9:30 and 10:30 on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and on Sirius FM, we have a collective dua, inshallah, tonight between 9:30 and 10:30. So I beg you that stay away from all haram, and that is the greatest ibadat. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu an, hadith in Tirmidhi, ittaqil maharim takun a'badan nas, stay away from haram food, haram places, haram speech. Whatever is haram, you will be the greatest worshipper of Almighty Allah jalla wa'ala. When is Eid? Saudi Arabia, Wednesday, Eid. And 90%, 80% of the countries, you know, they will follow the Pied Piper and so forth. South Africa, maybe Wednesday, 10%, 15%. And remember, 80, 90% Thursday. But we'll have to wait for our moon Samis on Tuesday night and see what happens, inshallah. But most probably, inshallah, we go for Thursday. But let's wait for confirmation Tuesday night, inshallah, Aziz.
Mufti Sahab, we got notice to move out of our rental house. What dua can we read to find an affordable house?
Regarding the previous question that, you know, Allah just put the thought in my mind, many South Africans were there in Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, in the beginning of Ramadan. So they started with Saudi and now they're back home here. So what happens if Eid is on Thursday? So in Allah Sabilil Ijtima, collectively you can't keep 31 fast or 28 fast, but individually it can happen. So those of you who started with Saudi Arabia and now you are in South Africa, so yes, you must keep 31 fast, and that will be compulsory upon you, and then you celebrate Eid with us on Thursday. So you should know that issue as well. It can happen individually but not collectively. Allah Jalla Wala make easy for you, brother, sister, that now you have to move out, you have been given notice and so forth. So read the Asma'ullah al-Husna. Quran Sharif tells us, chapter 7, verse 180, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا, that Almighty Allah alone, it belongs to Him, the beautiful, wonderful names, and invoke and call Almighty Allah by His names. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, مَنْ حَفِظَهَا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. now, who memorizes the 99 beautiful names of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala enters paradise and Jannah. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, man ahsaha dakhal al Jannah. You look inside and you read it. It won't even take you 5 minutes. You will enter Jannah and day after make dua, your duas are accepted. Hadith of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud in Musnad Ahmad. And remember that, read certain attributes of Almighty Allah. I give you 3. See Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam after reconstructing Al-Aqsa Al-Mubarak, mentioned in Sunan Nasai, and then mentioned in the Noble Quran, chapter 38, verse 35, Rabbi ghfirli wa habli mulkan la yanbaghi li ahadin min ba'di. Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam, the Jutlas, Harami say King Solomon, King David, we say Nabi is greater than being a king. So nevertheless, he, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, the Prophet Solomon, peace be upon him, said, Ya Allah, forgive me. All Prophet's messengers are protected by divine protection. So when they say, Ya Allah, forgive, it is to teach their people, we all must beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for forgiveness. Wahabali mil, and what he said, that Ya Allah, you grant me mulk Allah yambaghi li ahadin min ba'di, such a kingdom you will not grant anybody after me. Then what he said, innaka antal wahhab, Ya Allah, you are the best of givers. So you, brother, sister, nothing to worry about. Everything is under the control of Almighty Allah. Read with me now. Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Razzaqu, Ya Razzaqu, Ya Razzaqu, Ya Basitu, Ya Basitu, Ya Basitu. Read all the 99 names of Almighty Allah and read these 3 attributes. Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Razzaqu, Ya Razzaqu, and Ya Basitu, Ya Basitu. Allah Jalla Wala will give you a better home than your previous home, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, my husband is a compulsive gambler. He spends all his money on gambling. There are days we go without food and can't pay the bills. Now tell me, in this case, I really need to work to survive. I'm not a beggar and don't have any male families to support me. What are my options, Mufti Sahab?
Your first option, you need to be honest, my sister. 10 years ago, 12 years ago, 5 years ago, whenever he came to propose to you, what were you thinking? What were your parents thinking? The problem is, Quran Sharif states, وَمَا أَصَابَكُمْ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. It's not he started gambling yesterday or last year. You say he's a compulsive gambler. So he had this habit from an addiction for many, many years. But you saw he came with a smart car, he came with a BMW, and then he made some big talk, and you all said, Aito bo haru lage, is very good, and jamai bi haru malegu, that we found a good son-in-law, be my wife for the BMW he came, you see. So that is where we go wrong, selection of the spouse. When it comes to our mothers, sisters, they don't look at deen and Islam. That's the last thing on their mind in most cases. The first thing they worried about are the maal and the finances and how wealthy the person is, even if he's lying through his teeth and a white lie as well. And the greatest thing the men look at is the beauty, how attractive, how gorgeous she is. She's very, very white, whether she got brains or no brains. You get white donkeys also, you know. So we should be very clear on this. We are to blame. So why you want to now blame Islam and say, no, I must go work? No, there's no need for you to work. You must tell your husband and take my name. If you don't stop gambling today, me and my children, we're leaving you and we're going. So you will see, you must put down the ultimatum and so forth, and we're going to take you to court also, because you will have to pay for all the maintenance for the children and so forth. And if you don't pay, then they'll put you in prison. You give him ultimatum and you go to court also next week, remember. Give him one night Eid, nice Eid present before Eid comes. If he's got money for gambling, then he must look after the wife and children and so forth. So that are the options questions you got. So my advice to you, you give him the ultimatum and tell him if he doesn't stop, you're walking out of this marriage, and then you will see the poppers will dance. Then he'll come right, remember that.
Mufti Saab, I heard four people are not forgiven on the night of Laylatul Qadr. Does this mean that if a person ever was part of any of these four in his life, they can never get forgiven?
Remember, three people will not get forgiven is mentioned in the Noble Quran. Number one is people who are kuffar. They reject the articles of faith. Write down all the references. Chapter 33, Surah Ahzab, the coalition, and verses 64-65. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَعَنَ الْكَافِرِينَ وَعَدَّ لَهُمْ سَعِيرًا خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. Verily, Almighty Allah curses the non-Muslims and prepared for them the furnace and the big fire, Allah forbid, blazing fire. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. See, the word abada is mentioned. They will be there dwelling in it forever and ever and ever. لا يجدون وليا ولا نصيرا. There will be no helper, no protector, no assistant for them. Chapter 33, verses 64-65. People who are mushrik, they are worshipping this idol and so forth. So how many million people today are idol worshippers in 2024? So, and they are sane and mature. We're speaking of people who are sane and mature. Chapter 4, verse 48. Inna Allah la yaghfiru ay yushraka bihi. Verily, those people, Allah will never forgive who ascribed, who associated somebody, something with him. So, Allah has mentioned it himself. Chapter 4, verse 48. Then you get these people, Arab countries, Muslim countries, we ourselves in our community. People got Muslim names. Every day I go for Taraweeh here to the Khanka. For Isha, I mean, I go to Faye. When I come back, I find 5, 10, 20 youngsters all sitting there outside smoking cigarette, talking nonsense and so forth. You tell them a big fight will erupt and so forth and so on. Their family thinks they are gone to read Taraweeh, but they're munafiqeen and hypocrites. So those people, remember, who are Muslim by name, they only pay lip service to Islam, but deep down in the heart, they don't have iman, like all these ships, MBS and CC and MBZ and all these kings of Jordan, Bahrain and Morocco. They fall in this category, munafiqeen. Chapter 4, Surah 4, Surah Nisa, and verse 145, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. If they address and redress the issue, they make sincere tawbah and repent, then it's a separate issue. But if they die now, in the state they are, they will be dispatched straight to hell, and they will be in the lowest layer of Jahannam. That is the verdict of Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah. Other people who will not be forgiven on Laylatul Qadr and so forth, Qati'ur Rahim and Uququl Walidain and so forth, Al-Aqli Waliday. So people who have severed ties, you don't speak to your brother, your sister, your uncle, your auntie, your parents, your children. Quran says, chapter 47, verses 22-23, In tawallaytum, when you have authority, you have money, you have too many degrees, you have influence, and now you are a person who people fear because you can cause them a lot of harm. And tufsidu fil ard, that you cause mischief, mayhem, chaos on this earth. Watuqatti'u arhamakum, and you sever the family ties. See what Allah says, chapter 47, Surah Muhammad, named after the Master Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, verses 22-23. What are the ramifications, consequences? Ulaika alladhina la'anahumullah. They are cursed by Allah. Tonight is the greatest night in the Islamic calendar. But such people, instead of accepting and receiving the mercy of Almighty Allah, they cursed by Allah. For aswammahum, Allah makes them spiritually deaf, spiritually blind. You speak to them, go make peace with your brother, sister. Say, no, you don't know the other side of the story. You don't know, you're just judging. And they'll tell you a lot of stories, and their pride and arrogance will get the better of them. So many people like that. that. Remember, that will not be forgiven in such as auspicious night. People who are disobedient to parents, they're swearing their parents, dumping them in the old age home. So how you expect Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness then? So therefore, Laylatul Qadr. Make Qadr of Laylatul Qadr. Appreciate this greatest, most auspicious night. And Taqdeer, Laylatul Qadr means the night of destiny. Everything will be implemented tonight. Who will go for Hajj? Who will love? Who will pass away? Who will be successful? Who unsuccessful? So cry to Allah. Allah, out of His benevolence, grace and mercy, He will send salam to you. As-salamu yuqri'u. Allah is salam. Allah will greet you and convey His salams to you, provided we have stayed away from haram, O Muslim.
AK, to write out a will is very expensive. I want to know, you guys sell a will at your office for 80 cents. Is this will recognized by law?
Whether it's 80 cents or 80 rand or 50 rand, I'm not sure of the price, but you contact them. Yes, 100% is recognized, and you can write it out yourself. In months a dwert is an amount of brood. When one person dies, then remember somebody else inherits the boodle. So first thing will be burial, funeral expenses. Second thing will be the deaths of the deceased, and personal debts, business debts, all will be included. Third is wasiya, to bequeath for non-heirs, for a person, even a non-Muslim, or an organization. And fourth one will be the shares of the heirs. So if you want a ready-made will, you don't have to go to a lawyer and some barrister and some attorney and senior counsel. You just go by our jamiats and so forth. I don't know exactly, 50 rand, 100 rand, 80. It won't be 80 cents. It'll be more than that. So anyway, remember that you buy it, and then very good, you sign it, you have witnesses and so forth. So remember, that's free of charge basically, compared to what the other banks and all that will charge you. So remember, so the banks will tell you it's free, but they must become the executor, so they can cook things up. You know how it is in that. Right, Muhammad Salim Kareem, Jazakallah Khairan. Make dua for me, make dua for the Ummah. We all are sinners. Allah reward you, Muhammad Salim Kareem, your family. And inshallah, tonight, khub khub dua karna ummat ke liye. Make dua for us also. Allah Jalla wa'ala accept us all. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته